10, 15, 100, 21. When Philippines was discovered by Magellan, they were sailing day and night across the big ocean until they saw a small Limasawa Island. Magellan landed in Limasawa at noon. People met him very welcome on the shore. They did not understand the speaking they have done, because Castilla get at waray waray man. When Magellan landed in Cebu City, Raja Humabon met him, they were very happy. All people were baptized and built the Church of Christ, and that's the beginning of our Catholic life. When Magellan visited in Mactan to Christianize them everyone, but Lapu-Lapu met him on the shore and dragged Magellan to go back home. Then Magellan got so mad, ordered his men to come up lads. Mactan Island we could not grab, 'cause Lapu-Lapu is very hard. Then the battle began at dawn, bolos and spears versus guns and cannons. When Magellan was hit on his neck, he stumbled down and cried and cried, "Oh mother, mother, I am sick. Call the doctor very quick. Doctor, doctor, shall I die? Tell my mama, do not cry. Tell my mama, do not cry. Tell my mama, do not cry." That's the end of Magellan in the island of Mactan, long time ago, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Everything Show with...
Wait, is that the fire alarm?
I think that's the fire alarm.
Oh my God.
Wait, is there fire?
Wait,
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm scared. Okay.
Wait, no, don't.
Bro, we have to evacuate the building.
I don't think so.
Bro.
Hey guys, shout out to my dad, Julio C, who's listening in. I think there's a fire.
Bro, the fire alarm's going off. So I think we're gonna have to
Wait, no!
Bro, I don't wanna burn down and die.
No, I don't.
The light is literally flashing and there's a siren.
Are you sure?
Bro.
It's so not loud.
Dude, I think we're supposed to leave.
Really? Oh yeah, wait, let me check outside. I will check the windows.
No, I don't hear anything.
Bro, wait. I hear that. Dude, it's literally the siren.
Oh man.
Wait, then we can't come back. We don't have card access.
Wait, I feel like it's a drill. It's fine. I don't think there's a fire in here. Okay, continuing on with our show, even if there's a fire alarm.
Okay.
Hey everyone.
Bro, I think it's a crime to not listen to the fire alarm.
I don't think so. Okay, so doesn't matter. We're from the Philippines, so we don't know laws.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to reintroduce ourselves. This is our second show. And so I'm Annika and...
Amaya.
And
yeah. And this is our radio show. We're from the Philippines. Just a reminder. And sorry if you can hear the fire alarm behind us because...
Oh, well. Today is a weird day because it marks the day of daylight savings.
No, yesterday.
Yesterday. And also, what is daylight savings? So basically, Amaya and I, coming from the Philippines, don't know anything about what daylight savings is. And we didn't even know it existed. But apparently, about the clocks.
Okay, it was weird. Okay, so Sunday night, well, technically really early Monday morning, I was awake and I was looking at the time and I was like, oh, it's like 1:58, okay? And then I checked it a few minutes later and it was 1:03. And I was so confused. And then so basically I was like, oh yeah, daylight savings is a thing. Kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
honestly, like, I genuinely don't get it. And, like, we grew up in a place that, like, that's just totally not a thing at all. So just have, like, for someone to have the authority to just change the time,
yeah,
is
to
bizarre.
Change the clock, like. And also, I don't understand. Like, apparently it's supposed to be so, like, the sun sets earlier and then it's
I don't... Okay, okay. So basically, all I know...
Bro, we need to go. You. Is that a... Is really there? Is there really a fire? Are you sure?
That was an ambulance. Dude, that's a cop. Okay, wait. I'm gonna check.
Oh my gosh, it's a cop.
Wait.
I'm so confused.
Bro, there's no one outside, though.
I think it's fine. I think we're just having, like... It's fine.
People are walking.
It's okay. I don't think there's an emergency. Anyways, if there was, I feel like it would be like louder and stuff.
I don't know, bro. Honestly, whatever, it's fine. Okay.
So what according to Wikipedia,
wait, can I explain like what I think it
is? Oh yeah. Go explain.
Okay,
go
so
explain,
basically, I mean, daylight savings. Like they're trying to save the sunlight in a day. Except my understanding is they only do that for the summer, which doesn't make sense because the days are already super long in summer compared to this time of year. So like, I just don't understand how they can let the sun set at like 9 o'clock in the summer, but like now it's setting at 4:30 because they changed the time 1 hour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that's
really
like a 5-hour
stupid.
Difference. Like, why is that a thing? So they should... I think they should do it the other way around. Because the days are shorter.
And then we get more depressed because it's getting colder.
Literally, the sun set at 4:30.
Yeah. So anyways, basically, we're really confused. And supposedly, in our normal day, without daylight savings, it should be 2:07. But now it's 1:07. But then it's kind of good because you feel like you have more time to do homework. Okay. But that's stupid.
Okay.
Okay, anyways, moving on.
Oh yeah.
Quick story. So I cut my finger with a knife the other day. If parents, if you're listening, I didn't tell you about this. But basically, in my mom got me a knife. I don't know why she got me a knife for my room. Because she thought, like, oh, you're probably going to cut stuff in your room and, like, cut fruits. So I had, like, a juice bottle. And I wanted to, like, open it. But I couldn't for some reason. So I decided to cut it open with a knife. And then, obviously, while I was cutting it open, I cut my finger. And then, yeah. But I didn't need stitches or anything. Like, it's fine. But now I'm, like... I just have a cut on my finger.
Yeah. Okay. So we wanted to move on. We wanted to read.
We want to talk about horoscopes because we're firm believers in all things supernatural,
no,
especially.
Shut up, Annie.
We believe. Yes, we do.
Bro, I don't. I just find it entertaining to read my horoscope
for
the week
true.
Because, like, I find very little comfort in, like, knowing what's going to happen in my life, even though it's not true.
Okay.
So
we're gonna read our horoscopes.
Wait, where is the one on Cosmopolitan? Oh yeah, for those who don't know, on Snapchat there's like little news story things on here's Cosmopolitan. There's like news stories on Cosmopolitan, and every Monday they have your weekly horoscope. So we're gonna go here's the daily. No wait, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
So the weekly horoscope, Annika, what's your sign?
So I'm a Gemini. Mine, okay, I'm gonna read it. And I'll see if it's relevant in my life.
Dude,
okay,
I'm telling
you.
Okay,
you hear that?
There's
dude, that's
a siren.
I don't
think... Oh, wait. It, like, went away.
Yeah, I don't think it's for us. Okay. So here is my Gemini. And to all the Geminis out there, this is for you. Know your worth, Gemini. Monday's theme is owning your value, confidence, and autonomy, and inspiring others to mirror it. A productive and multitasking Friday helps you focus on the details to succeed professionally. Sunday is sexy. Oh. So engage with desire, risk, and this is weird. Anyways.
Finish
it. It says play in the bedroom for weekend healing. Yeah, that's freaking whack. So I don't believe in my horoscope. And I don't. Yeah.
Shut up. You believe in the supernatural. Okay.
I believe in ghosts. Okay. I don't believe in this.
Okay. I'm a Cancer. And then, okay, so my weekly
horoscope...
My dad's
listening. This is weird.
Hi, Tita June. Okay, I'm a Cancer, and my thing is... It's so, like, dramatic. Are you emotionally safe, Cancer?
What are you talking about?
A tense Monday creates a dilemma between you and reaching for closeness with someone, but also not feeling like your honesty would be well received. It could be time to open up and take the risk, or reevaluate how you often feel this way around this person. A joyful trine on Friday arrives as you explore new places with new eyes. You'll feel more worthy and happy to reach out for romantic connection on Sunday.
Interesting.
Also, can we just note, okay, the alarm went off and the light stopped flashing.
So that basically means the there's
so
no
like
fire.
If they checked if anyone was in the building, they totally failed.
No, we're the only ones in the building.
Yeah, they should have checked, bro.
I think that was a false thing.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so basically, my horoscope says that I am not emotionally safe right now, and I'm just like kind of not sure about how I feel about some people, which is
that true, Amaya?
You know what I would say? You know, okay, like so unconsciously, if I'm feeling like any sense of like non-contemptus about my life, I go ham eating like whatever I want, and I spontaneously cut my hair, which is what I did 2 days ago.
Oh yeah, okay. So Amaya and I, quick thing. So coming from the Philippines, where a normal haircut is probably like $10, or it can even go like $8. Here, a solid haircut can go like $30 to $70, okay? It's crazy expensive. So Maya and I decided to cut our own hair. And then Maya recut her hair recently. And actually, I like it. It looks nice.
Really? Okay, so I went
and
a little
cut,
shorter.
And like, bangs, by the way. Well, not real bangs.
Okay,
but, like,
so I have like wavy, curly hair-ish. And, you know, sophomore year, halfway through the year, I like went through this emotional thing and I chopped all of my hair off and like shorter than shoulder length, which in hindsight, it was a massive mistake because my hair texture is not good for that length. So then I was like, okay, from now on, I'm just not going to cut my hair. I'm going to grow it out. And then, senior year came, my hair was like really long. Kind of boring because I didn't have like it was like all one length. I didn't realize how long it was until I saw it in photos. So I was like, oh, like I need a change, you know? And what better of a time to change than college? So we cut my hair a little bit, except I still didn't really feel a change. So then 2 days ago, when I was feeling emotionally insecure, I cut it even more.
And also, in Maya, I didn't cut my hair. At Pepe Camacho, I did not cut my hair again. Who is listening in? Anyways, only Amaya did. I cut my hair before. And also, by the way, like relating to Amaya eating spontaneously, she literally had bacon, chocolate, ice cream, and banana. Right? And peanut butter. Like yesterday for dinner. So
it's good.
Yeah, okay.
Also, yeah.
Okay, moving on, we are going to...
Oh, I have a good idea. Since we're like on like emotions and personality tests, Annika, I'm going to do something on you. Wait. Let me look it up. I have an idea. Wait. Okay. I got it. Okay. Annika, you need to close your eyes for this. Also, whoever's listening, you can follow along as well.
Everyone close your eyes.
Okay, ready? I'm gonna talk in this very serene voice.
Dude, stop! Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you like
I'm
in
ready.
A... Okay.
I'm in Zen.
Think of an open field. How okay. big is the field?
Okay.
What is it filled with?
Okay.
What are the surroundings like?
Okay.
Do you have a field in mind?
Yes.
All right. Now, I want you to think of a cube.
Okay.
How big is the cube?
Okay.
What is it made of? And okay. what is the surface like? What okay. color is it?
Okay.
Where is it in the field?
Okay.
Is it on the ground?
Okay.
Is it floating?
Okay.
Shh.
Sorry.
Is it transparent? If so, can you see inside of it?
Yeah.
You got that?
Okay.
So no, it's not done yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, ready?
Continue.
Think of a ladder.
Okay.
How long is that ladder?
Okay.
And where is this located in your field?
Okay.
What's the distance between the ladder and the cube? Think of a horse. What color is the horse? What is the horse doing? And where is it in relation to your cube? Think of flowers. Where are the flowers in your field? And how many are there? Think of what the weather in your field is like. Is it raining? Is it sunny? Is it foggy?
Okay.
Think of a storm. Whoosh, whoosh. Rain, rain, rain. Thunder, thunder. What is the distance between the storm and the cube? Is it a big storm? Or is it just passing through? All right, how to interpret your vision.
Okay, wait, can I describe my vision first?
Okay, sure.
Okay, so what I saw was a really like, is a desert. Imagine a desert that's very dehydrated. And then there's like barely any life on the like desert. And I saw like one shrub and like a bunch of stones. And then I imagined a glass cube and it's on the ground. It's pretty small, like medium size, maybe the size of like a townhouse or like the smaller.
How is that cube small, bruh? A small cube is like in math, you know, in like elementary school when you're
okay,
like
okay.
The
it's
cubes.
Like, it's, and like then it's like the type of house that like, I can like two people can live in it or something.
So it's a big ass cube.
Okay, it's a big cube, I guess. And then the horse, the ladder is white. It's transparent, by the way. It's made of glass. It's kind of modern looking. The ladder is white. It's leaning right against the cube. And then the horse is like pretty far from the cube, like in the side. I don't know how to explain that. And then the weather was sunny when I initially imagined it, but when you said the storm, then I imagined like a storm approaching. What does that mean?
Okay, so we're gonna go step by step. So the field represents your mind. Its size is the representation of your knowledge of the world and how vast your personality is.
Big.
The condition of the field, dry, grassy, or well-trimmed, is what your personality looks like at first glance.
Huh? Dry?
Bruh, so dry and dead.
Dry and dead, okay, cool.
You're feeling pessimistic.
Oh, maybe I am.
Ooh, peps.
Oi! Tamana!
Okay. The cube. The cube represents you. The size of the cube is your ego. The surface of the cube represents what is visibly observable about your personality, or maybe is what you want others to think about you. The texture of the cube, for example, small, rough, bumpy, represents your future. You're smooth, so you are a gentle person who takes care not to hurt others or make them feel uncomfortable. That is very true.
Thanks, Ims.
Okay, shut up. Okay, the color of your cube. You said it was like transparent, right?
Yeah, it was transparent.
Okay. A cube with a transparent surface means you tend to let others know how you feel on the inside. You're confident enough to show your inner thoughts and you are deeply sincere.
I don't think
so. You know that you are good inside and guess what? It shows.
Oh, yay!
That's what most people see in you as well.
I like this.
Okay, the ladder. The ladder represents two aspects of your life. Your goals and your friendships. First, let's look at what the ladder says about your goals. Okay, was your ladder long or short?
It was like the exact height of my cube. So it was like kind of tall.
Okay, I would say long. Okay, your goals are far more fetched and difficult to attain.
That is so true. Okay.
Okay, wait, is it near or far from your cube?
It's like right on my cube.
Okay, it's so it's near. You're putting maximum effort and focusing on your... Wait, what? You're putting maximum effort and focus into achieving your goals.
There. Yeah, I do, but it doesn't get achieved.
Okay. So now the location and material of your ladder can also tell how close you are with your friends. You guessed it. The closer the ladder is to your cube, the stronger the ladder is, the better your friendships. So your ladder was near. So if your ladder is near your cube, you are very close with your friends. If it's actually leaning on the cube, it means your friends can lean on you for support.
Yay!
Was your ladder strong or weak?
It was made of wood and it was white. I guess it's strong, right? I don't know.
Okay. The stronger the material, e.g. stone or metal.
Oh, never mind.
The stronger the bond. A weak ladder indicates a weak bond between you and those close around you. Aw. Ah, lol. Okay, the horse. So.
Mine was brown.
Okay, hold on. The horse represents.
Like BoJack Horseman.
Okay, so the horse represents your ideal partner.
Brown?
No. Okay, so your ideal partner, it could be playing, running around, or grazing right next to your cube or clear across the field. So was it playing, running?
It was like just sleeping? Standing still beside my cube.
Okay, so your ideal partner is calm and fully committed to you.
Calm?
Okay, brown. You prize comfort and reliability above anything else. Otherwise, you don't have a specific set of expectations for your partner.
Yeah, I guess.
So, Interesting. One more factor to consider about your horse is its distance from the cube. If it's very near the cube, it indicates that you prefer relationships where you spend most of the time with your partner. If the horse is a bit further away from the cube, it indicates a need for a partner who will understand and accommodate your desire for alone time. Where was it around?
It was pretty near.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. Also, my brother is listening. Shout out to Sage C.
Oh, hi, Sebastian.
Yeah, he's weird. Anyways, okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm not done yet, bro.
Oh, you're not done with my analysis?
Bro. We have the flowers and the storm.
I have one flower.
Okay, that's the thing. Okay. The flower represents your family and friends. The number of flowers reflects your popularity and their location.
Wait, I only had one! That's such a lie!
And their location indicates how close you are with your social groups. So you just had just a few. So you're
one flower.
You're close to your friends and family and have a small, tight-knit group of friends.
Oh, that is true. I don't have a big group of friends.
Yeah. Okay, the storm. Whoosh, whoosh, thunder, rain.
Mine was approaching. My storm was approaching.
Wait, then I'm not... Bro. Oh, shoot. No. The weather first.
Weather was sunny.
Weather, Muna. Okay. The weather in your field reflects your general outlook on life. There's a reason we have expressions like, when it rains, it pours.
Thank you.
Okay, so it was sunny. So you're optimistic and carefree.
Okay.
So, like, generally you are, but then remember earlier you were feeling pessimistic, so maybe that's just, like now you're feeling pessimistic for some reason.
Maybe.
Okay, so, the storm. The strength and position of the storm reflects the stress you're feeling in life. As you probably guessed, the stronger the storm and the closer to the cube, the higher your stress level. If you've imagined a storm raging right above your cube, it might be a good idea to work on reducing your stress in your daily life. So what was it?
My storm was far. It was coming. Like, I could see it coming, but it wasn't there yet. It wasn't above my cube.
Okay. So while you aren't immune to stress, you know that all things must pass. And any obstacles that might be causing you grief are not in the forefront of your mind. You are good at managing your anxiety.
Yay. Okay, so for anyone listening in, if you actually did, I hope that I don't know. Okay, time for a PSA. Don't drink and drive PSA. On March 13, 2014, a drunk driver plowed through a crowd outside a nightclub at the South by Southwest Music Festival, killing 3 people and injuring 25. The driver faces capital murder charges, which are punishable by the death penalty. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills. If you are getting under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car
and
driving.
Don't think about it.
People die that way.
Shout out
to my cousin AJ Chua, service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah.
Now, moving on to some disco tunes and jams, Emma and I want to share our favorite songs of the month with you guys, especially since the new month of November has come around. So, Emma, do you want to begin with your song?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll begin with my song. I can give a little background story into, like, how I was introduced to the song, like, what it means to me. Whatever.
Okay, yeah, go.
Okay, so basically, one of my best friends.
name
Peppy.
Oh, Peppy.
Okay, so like during the summer, or like senior summer, going into freshman year of college, we picked a show and we binge watched it. It was called The Blacklist. I don't know if any of you know it, but basically, when everything in Elizabeth's life, who's the protagonist, is going to bad places and like they're getting shot in this church, blah blah blah, it's like a big like chaos thing, this very calming song is playing in the background, and just like the film production, like it was just like a great juxtaposition of what was happening. And I don't know, this song really resonated with me. It's such a cute song, like it's such like a like House on the Prairie type of song, you know. So we're gonna play it. I like to listen to it when I'm happy or sad.
Badoy.
Yeah, so...
Badoy pangya.
No. Okay, so here it is. It's called Our House.
Listening in, Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash. Oh, my dad likes his band.
Yeah! Okay, go. Play it. Wait, why isn't it playing?
It's not playing. Wait, let me... Are you on aux too?
Oh, that's why.
You idiot.
Okay, sorry.
I'm kidding.
And action! Wait, why isn't it working?
Sorry, technical difficulty.
Wait, maybe just play it off your laptop into the mic.
Wait. Quickly, wait. Can I see it? Aux 2. Where's Aux 2?
Tito. Oh. Bruh. It's on.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
It was working kanina.
Okay, yeah, we're just gonna play it here, I guess.
Wait. Okay, try. Bro. Bucket. Okay, just play it off the laptop.
Okay.
Wait, start from the beginning. It's good, okay. It's good.
This is so weird.
Okay, go.
Go.
Okay, go. I light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire.
Aux 1, ready? La la la.
the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Okay, hope you enjoyed my favorite song of right now. I really like it.
I like it. That was so good.
I get really senti. It's like such a good like mood. I don't know. I feel like it works for any mood, you know?
Yeah,
okay,
agree.
Anyway, next up.
My next one, background, it's The Robbers by 1975. Sad story about how I know this song. Ron and Uy, my cousin, this was his song with his ex, whom I very much dislike. Anyways, but it's a very good song. So when he was playing it with me, when he was being a senti person, I liked it. So it's my new favorite song of the month. Okay. Are you ready?
Start from the beginning.
Okay, ready? All
right, yeah.
It's not working again.
Bro, back it.
Oh, there.
it. Shout out to my cousin Ronan for showing me that song.
Also, shout out to Dario.
Dario!
Dario's listening in all the way from Purdue University. We miss you, Dario. Yeah.
Now, for a special appearance, our dear friend Pepe Camacho has sent in a Joker impression where he is copying Heath Ledger's performance in Batman, The Dark Knight. And I hope you all enjoy it because it's funny. I mean, it's good. Okay. It's good. Are you ready? Here we go.
Do you want to know how I got these scars? My father was a drinker, and a fiend, and one night he goes off crazier than usual. Mom gets the kitchen knife to defend herself.
Ew!
Doesn't like that. Not one bit. So me, watching, he takes the knife to her, laughing while he does it. Turns to me and he says, "Why so serious, son?" Comes at me with a knife. "Why so serious?" He sticks the blade in my mouth and says, "Let's put a smile on that face." And why so serious?
All right. That was pretty, Maya. What are your thoughts?
Okay, my thoughts. Okay, if you know Peps, you'd know how he talked, and it's so funny to hear him with that like weird ass accent. Yeah, I don't know.
Good job,
I didn't.
Peps.
Yeah, good job. I mean, I didn't watch The Joker, but I mean, I kind of get like what vibe he was going for. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Next up. Oh, we can do the. Okay, Dario, I know that you're watching, so you have to. You're watching. I know that you're listening. Also, Peps, you're listening, Diva. Okay, so we have like Dario and Peps who are listening. And like, I'm gonna do this mind trick on you guys. And then, Dario, if you could text me your answers, that would be amazing. And also, same for Peps. Okay.
And Sage, if you're still listening, text your answers.
Oh, yeah. And Tito June, if you're still listening. Okay, so I want you guys to think of a number from 1 to 10. Okay? It can be 1 or 10, just like anywhere in between there. Okay? Do you have a number? All right. So now you're going to multiply that number by 9. All right? So, for example, if you were thinking of 5 times 9 is 45.
I know that.
Okay, good job, Annika. So now you're going to add those two digits together. Or if you have one digit, you're just going to keep that one digit. So like 4 plus 5, 9. Okay? Now you're going to subtract 5 from that sum. All right. I hope that's enough time to do that. Quick math. Now, I want you to like find the corresponding letter to that. So for example, A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, so on. Okay? Give you like 2 seconds. All right. Now, I want you to think of a country that starts with that corresponding letter. Okay. So if your number was 1 is A, I could think of Austria. Okay. So think of a country with that letter. All right. Now think of the last letter of that country. Okay. Think of an animal that starts with that last letter. So if I was Austria, Austria ends in an A, I would say armadillo. Okay? Now, think of the last letter of that animal. So armadillo is O. And think of a fruit that starts with that letter. Okay? So I am going to play, I'm going to encompass my voodoo magic and guess that you guys thought of Denmark, kangaroo, and orange. Okay, Dario, I don't know what you're texting me right now. What letter did you think of? Dario got X. Dario, no. Wait, bro, did you think of... Dario, no! You did it so wrong. No, okay, wait. What was your number?
Lol.
Wait, Dario, what was your number? Bro, Dario's not replying. Okay, so like... Dario, what letter of the alphabet is X?
How many letters? That's a last, right? A, B, no, C, D, whoa. E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, X.
Do it from the beginning. Okay, Dario, just for you, I'm gonna just do it again. Tangana. Okay. 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 Okay, Peps, you're so annoying. Your country was not Djibouti, okay?
Okay. Okay, this is a fail. It's
no, stop, Dario, stop, 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 gonna... stop, 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 stop. I'm gonna do Dario, okay. Okay, Dario, you picked 4, okay? Multiply that number by 9. Okay.
That would be...
45.
No!
Four times nine? Oh, shoot.
36.
Yeah, 36.
Wow, math SL. Wow, that's so awkward.
Okay, 36. Okay, now that you have 36, you're going to add 3 and 6 together.
That's 9.
Now you're going to subtract 5. That's 4. So A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, D is 4. You're going to think of a country that starts with that letter. Oh,
that's why Pep said the Djibouti.
Yeah, I know, but statistically, it's supposed to be...
Denmark.
Denmark. Like, most people would say Denmark.
So, most people would say Denmark, and then the last letter of Denmark is K. So, you would say kangaroo, and the last letter of kangaroo is O.
And then orange.
Yeah, which is the court of fruit.
Because, like, orange, like, O, that's, like, the fruit that you go to. I guess, like, kangaroo K, that's the animal you go to. And then, like, Djibouti, what are the other countries? Like, Dominican Republic of...
I think Peppy knows this one, which is why he's, like, throwing us off.
Yeah, that's such a Peps move, just to...
Ugh. Yeah, that's such a... Ugh. Okay, anyways. Whatever. So, now we're gonna go into Florida Man. I don't know if you guys know this. Do you know that in my...
Dang that! Dario picked Dominican Republic cat aubergine. Okay, okay, well, you know,
aubergine.
Okay, whatever. You know what? We're gonna transition away from that now because you guys are pissing me off.
Okay, so for you guys that don't know Florida Man, it's basically like in Florida, they just have like a bunch of like crimes and like weird, like very weird crimes that happen like on a day-to-day basis. So it's become a meme that people search up Florida Man and their birthday and a bizarre crime will come up. So when I search up my birthday, my Florida Man was arrested for throwing cheeseburger at pregnant woman. When's your birthday, Amaya?
June 24.
Florida Man.
I want a cool one. Wait, I want to read more about this cheeseburger.
Oh, Florida man kills grandmother in nudist colony, drives around with her body for 5 hours.
Shoot, that's kind of...
That's dark.
That's
dude.
Dark. That's, damn, that's why scary. Is my Florida man dark? Wait, I want to read about your cheeseburger guy.
So my cheeseburger guy, his name is Taylor Allen Stevens, and yeah, he threw a cheeseburger at the face of a pregnant family member and then shoved her to the ground during an argument. So I guess they were having an argument. Police found...
Go, go, go.
I don't want to laugh.
Wait.
A large spot of ketchup measuring 6 inches by 6 inches on the side of the victim's vehicle and cheeseburger pieces on the hood. That could be traced back to the culprit.
What the heck? Okay. I mean, like, sure. Okay.
Okay, that's it for that segment.
Okay.
I already did a PSA.
I know, but I'm just looking at them because they're kind of entertaining. Okay, wait. So, also, it was brought to my attention, Kanina. Oh, sorry. It was brought to my attention earlier. Sorry. That Peppy wanted to have his own segment of the show and call it Peppy's Corner.
Oh, yeah.
So... Peps, if you're listening, like, what theoretically would you talk about in your corner? Let's see what he responds. I think it's also a little bit delayed because they're listening to it online.
Is it delayed?
Because that's why Dario is taking so, like, matagal to, like,
respond.
Yeah. Bro.
Well, I'm sorry. That was an Instagram advertisement.
Oh my God. Also, can we talk about that? Okay. So my floor, my like dorm floor is like kind of close, you know, and we were all watching Black Mirror and we were watching Hated by the Nation, which if you know the show is like the artificial intelligence B1. And then Peps wants us to freestyle on Crew Libs.
Oh yeah, we'll do that next.
And that we were watching, it's the one about artificial B intelligence, whatever. And then we were watching it, and then after we watched it, one of the girls on my floor got an ad for bees in her Instagram.
What?
Bro, it's creepy. Like, they track what you're doing to like alter ads to what you've like just done.
That's so weird. That's kind of smart though, but that's
weird. No, it's hella smart, but it's like creepy also.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So for those of you that don't know what okay, are we actually gonna freestyle Crew Libs? I mean, we don't have anything else to do.
Why don't we? No. We'll save it for next time.
Dude, we might pull a Wes.
We might pull a Wes and like say some stupid stuff. So no. we'll save it for Peppy's Corner next time we have a show. Duba, I feel like that could be fun.
Yeah. No, that would be good.
Yeah. So right now, we are going. Oh shoot. Oh, also, if you have a radio show here, every time you play a song, you have to log it for like copyright. I don't know, for like something. And I just forgot to do that. So I'm going to do that right now. Okay.
While you're doing that, let me think about something. Oh, yeah. How is everyone's Halloween? I hope everyone had a good Halloween weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Am I with Santa Claus? We said that.
Oh, yeah. I was Santa. What else? Oh, on actual Halloween, though, I didn't have a costume.
Oh, yeah.
And then I... No, but I did. Like, I came... So, I braided my hair that day just because, like, in two little pigtails. And then I realized that I had the perfect, like, outfit for Dorothy, like, from Wizard of Oz.
What? Can I see?
Yeah. I don't have a photo. I have... Remember the blue dress that you gave me? This is from Zara. The blue dress with the white flowers on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have that. I wore a white turtleneck under. Because you know how she likes, like, the wife poofs. But, like, it's cold outside. So yeah. I wore a white turtleneck. I wore red Crocs and white socks. And I had my hair braided.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. And then I carried around a basket to go trick-or-treating.
Where did you go trick-or-treating?
I went to Tony Monaco's. I went to Gifford House, and Tony Monaco was there with his wife. Our president was there. He was... Oh, my God. That's another thing. He was dressed up as the lion, and his wife was dressed up as Dorothy, and she looked at me, and she was like, what are you supposed to be? And I was like, bruh. Like, I looked exactly like her, too. And then all the people that I was trick-or-treating with were so confused because they were like, bro, you looked exactly like her. And she, like, didn't know what was happening. That was kind of annoying.
That's so awkward.
Yeah, what was it? Oh, yeah, on Friday, I was Santa Claus. Yeah, I ran into my FYA. We took a selfie. She was the Tooth Fairy. Shout out to Emily. We played ping pong.
Oh, yeah, you played ping pong.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
Why am I so sleepy right now? It's daylight savings. I hate daylight savings, honestly.
Blame it on daylight. Honestly, like, it actually pisses me off. Like, bro, like, why does the sun have to set at 4:30 now? Like, if they kept the time the same, it would have set at 5:30.
No, but I don't understand. They should do their... was altered. I don't know what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Attica was confused at how, like, they altered the time.
And then... And Maya was, like, when she was explaining daylight saving, she's like, they're doing this. They're making me, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, who's they? Like, is someone controlling this? Because I thought it was, like, nature. Like, I thought, like, the way that the world, like, was revolving around. I don't know, like, the way the sun moved around the earth. I thought that was... I don't know what's going on right now.
And then I was like, bro, like, if that was your mentality, like, why didn't we have that in the Philippines? And then she was like, bro, kasi, like, the Philippines is, like, so far away.
Dude, why am I here?
Yeah, so,
anyways, daylight savings is messing with our minds.
And yeah, and, like, if honestly, I don't get it. Like, honestly, okay, fine. Like, if you made the days longer in the summer for farmers, like, whatever, it's kind of whack to have the sun set at 9 p.m., though. So, like, why don't you just do it the other way around? Because days in the summer are already long just because of the rotation of the Earth.
No, but I just don't understand how them changing the clock will influence the time that the sun sets.
It doesn't influence the time the sun... Like, the sun's gonna set no matter what.
Yeah, exactly, but it sets the same time every single day.
Except now they change the time, so now it's setting 1 hour earlier.
Yeah, but when they change the time, all they do is just change... It's like, if there's a clock, then you just turn the clock so it looks like it's an hour before.
Yeah, exactly. That's all they did.
Yeah, exactly. So how can that change when the sun sets? Because they're not...
What?
The heck?
Oh, like, who gives them the authority to change when the sun sets?
No.
What?
Yeah. What?
Bro, like, honestly, I don't get it. My take, daylight savings, it should be the other way around. You should add an extra day of sunlight in the winter time because seasonal depression disorder, that's a real thing, you know? So, whatever. They should add an extra time. I was calling my dad yesterday, and it was like 5:30. And then he saw that it was pitch black outside, and he was like, yo, what? And then he grew up in the state. He grew up in Connecticut, but he's been overseas for a really long time, so he totally forgot about daylight savings. And then I was like, Dad, like, I'm kind of confused. Like, and he's like, oh, yeah. Like, you haven't grown up with this and, like, at any part of your life. And then I was like, yeah, it's set at 4:30. And he's like, wow, that's kind of harsh. And I'm like, yeah. Like, 4:30, it's like late afternoon, you know? 4:30 is supposed to be like golden hour, except now it's pitch black hour, which is so annoying.
I didn't even notice that it was dark at 4:30.
Bro, it's the sun set at 4:30 yesterday.
Wait, weren't we together all day yesterday?
We were in Carm, and the sun set at 4:30.
Oh, yeah, that's why we felt the need to eat dinner so
early. Because it was already dark. Yeah. And then, like, I was walking back from Carm at, like, 7. It's so dark outside. It's been dark for, like, 2 hours. I thought it was already, like, 9. Except it was 7. So then it throws me off because I don't feel like working. But it's still early.
Also,
yeah.
What? So apparently, this coming... Yeah. Oh, we're almost done.
Yeah, okay. Man. But what were you gonna say?
Okay, quickly, very quickly. This coming spring, we're gonna have one 23-hour day and one 25-hour day.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay, anyways. So...
It's almost time for us to say goodbye, so we're gonna play another goodbye song.
Oh, but before that...
What? Oh! Just a reminder that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Station.
Yay!
Yeah. So now we're going to say... So last time we played a song that we dedicated to Anton Zamora, who is dear to our hearts. And it was like... What language is it?
In Italian.
In Italian. It's an Italian, like opera, like belching song that he always sings because he has an amazing voice. So now we had to stick into like that goodbye theme, you know. We picked the song that we've all known since childhood. So so hope you enjoy.
Farewell, our readers, and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
Adieu,
adieu to you and you and you.
So long, farewell, au revoir, au wiedersehen.
I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne.
Yes?
No.
So long, farewell, au wiedersehen, goodbye.
I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye. Goodbye.
I'm glad to go. I cannot tell a lie.
I flit, I float, I fleetly flee, I fly.
Oh.
basically, that was another form of saying goodbye. We'd like to say thank you to whoever's listening. Shout out again to Peppy, Dario,
Sage
Sebastian, Tito June,
Dad,
and who else is listening? And shout out to Jonte Yulo from the Philippines. Yes. Shout out to him. Okay, so that was our everything show. Hope you enjoyed. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. So now we are going to play just some tunes while the next DJ comes up.
Yay, have a good day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Is it playing?
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford,